This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself, a place to discover your passion, the gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Hello from Seattle. I am Deanna Lee, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Deanna Lee Dance. And today I'm very excited to welcome a special guest on the show. She is a hip hop and crump dancer, and she recently competed on the TV show World of Dance. Audrey Lane Partlow is here with us. Hi, Audrey.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks so much for taking time to chat with me today. I watch World of Dance. I'm a huge fan of the show. So one of the things that we do here on Live, Love, Dance, the podcast, is we talk about how dance has helped us in our lives to face challenges and get through struggles, which otherwise, if we weren't a dancer, we couldn't have been able to champion those things. And we'll get to that a little bit later on in the podcast. But first, let's talk about you as a dancer and how it all began for you. I know you're still a teenager, right? How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
Wow, 15. And when did you start dancing, Audrey?
I started dancing when I was about 6 years old.
And I understand that you got started taking ballet classes, is that correct?
Yeah, I saw my sister taking ballet, and I just was like, wow, I want to do that too. So I did.
But then you end up as a hip-hop and crump dancer. And when you watch dance shows like World of Dance, you know that those two things couldn't be further apart. So walk us through how you went from ballet to becoming this type of dancer.
I trained in a studio for most of my life, but I started seeing more of the community side or hip-hop side, and I just got so interested in it, and I'd never seen anything quite like it before. And so I started training with B-Dash and Concrete, and they just really showed me, you know, and taught me how to convert myself to the other side of this style.
Wow. So you talk about community. What do you mean by that? What is the community like in the hip-hop world of dancing?
The community of hip-hop is just all love. There's so much support and just wanting growth for everybody around you. I mean, there's sessions where we'll just watch each other freestyle and support each other like that. So it's really loving.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that people are empowering one another through dance. So you become a hip-hop dancer. You're training with these. Now, you mentioned B-Dash and Concrete, who, if people aren't aware, They also competed on World of Dance. Is that correct?
Yes. Season 2.
Right. And help us understand what their background is and how far did they go on Season 2? How well did they do?
They went to Round 3, which is great. I'm so proud of them. And they made, even though they didn't go as far as they had hoped or wanted to, I think they made a large impact. And their duels round is still one of the best, like, best performances of the show, and is still known as one of the best performances. And I think it's so inspiring just to watch them and watch them do what they do best.
So talk to us about your World of Dance performance, because I did watch that live. I like to watch World of Dance on Sunday nights on NBC, and you were on there as a duo as well with your friend Mia Muggs. And talk to us about, how did you get on the show in the first place?
It was a few auditions, and it was fun. I didn't really work with Mia as much before. We just were on the same company, but it was fun seeing how we collab together and making up these dances with B-Dash and Concrete, and seeing how our chemistry worked.
And so you and Mia came together through your dance company. And did the show put you together, or did you go together as a duo to audition?
It was kind of a new thing. I just asked her, I remember calling her over the phone and asking, you know, would you like to do World of Dance with me?
And what was her response?
She said yes. I mean, I'm so glad she did.
And then, so you go on the show, and you ladies, it's what a great juxtaposition when you watch your performance on World of Dance. You're in these really cute pink suits, and you have, you know, she has her hair kind of pulled back, and you have like sort of short curly hair. I mean, you look cute as bugs, but then you're up there and you're doing hip hop and crump, and it's just so, it's, the juxtaposition is so much fun. How did you come up with that concept?
I think we just wanted to surprise people at first. I just love seeing people's reactions when it changes to like, oh, they look like this, but then you get a totally different thing. It was just, you know, it was B-Dash's idea, but we kind of ran with it.
Right. And then also, Jennifer Lopez is a judge on the show, along with Derek Huff and Neo. What is the best advice that those judges have given you?
The best advice I was given was to listen to the music and be the music, because if you can't connect with the music, like, connecting with the music is the most important thing with dance, I would have to say.
And do you think through that advice that you became a better dancer?
Yes, I've definitely, even after the show will be aired, I mean, I've been working on all this stuff still.
What sticks out most in your mind about being able to dance in front of legends like Jennifer Lopez, Derek Huff, and Neo?
So I think it's kind of weird because you have to prepare yourself. I just have to think of them as, you know, like normal humans, like not superstars or whatever, like, or celebrities, just like as people who have been successful in their careers. And I'm just very happy that I get to see their critiques and learn from them.
You sound like a very level-headed 15-year-old. Are you sure you're not maybe in your 20s or 30s? You probably get that a lot, don't you, Audrey?
Yeah.
Yeah. World of Dance, now you go on the show, and then talk to us about your experience, and then after you danced on the show, kind of walk us through what happened after that. I mean, how far did you go on the show, and talk to us about the rounds that you were involved in.
I don't believe I'm allowed to say how far I went yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because it hasn't aired yet. But I can definitely say for the next round, I had so much fun playing with the concept and what we were going to do, and it kind of being all last minute, but like figuring it out and having that teamwork was the best thing ever.
So when you're on the show and you go to the next round, how long do you have to develop a concept and rehearse it and make it perfect?
I know it depends. Maybe like 2 weeks. I remember B-Dash and Concrete weren't able to be there through the process, so it was kind of a weird thing for us.
So you had to come up with it on your own?
They would like FaceTime us, and that's kind of how we would learn the dance, or we would have to make some parts up on our own, but stuff like that.
It's got to be intense in that environment, you know that you're going up against someone who's really great too. And how do you mentally prepare yourself for something like that? Are you getting enough sleep? I mean, what's going on in your heads while you're trying to you know, get ready for the next round?
It's a lot of stress. It's a lot of nervousness. Probably not getting enough sleep, honestly, but it's just a lot of prepping, mostly for the mind. You know, you can dance anywhere and like do anything with your body, but like just having the stress on your mind is, of course, stressful. Yeah, but it was a lot.
Yeah. What do you do in that, you know, environment where it's really stressful and you're trying to make things perfect? You're getting ready for the next round on World of Dance. Do you have an opportunity to have any kind of fun or downtime?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, dance is kind of my fun and downtime. So that whole process was a lot of mix between stress, because dance is, of course, my let go. But then you have to be dancing on this TV show, and like, it's also stressful. So it's supposed to be, you know, like relieving, but you're also stressed at the same time.
So Sunday night, we can watch World of Dance and you'll be on it again?
Yes.
Woo!
Sunday.
What's it like watching yourself on TV, Audrey?
It is so strange.
Do your parents love it? Are they so proud?
Yes, they're definitely proud. I'm so thankful for them.
And do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and one sister.
Okay, you mentioned your sister earlier. That's right. She's older than you. You saw her doing ballet. And does she still dance? And does your brother dance?
My brother does not dance. And my sister dances a little bit, but it's not like a consistent thing anymore.
When did you become a professional dancer?
Oh, wow. That's kind of a hard question. I don't really know. It just like happens overnight. Like one day you don't live here or in LA, and then you're just here working.
Right. So where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Seattle, Washington.
That's right. I wasn't sure if it was you or Mia was actually from here. So you know that we are in Seattle right now. That's where Intercom Seattle Radio is. And how long has it been since you've lived in the Pacific Northwest?
I moved to LA in like November of 2018. So I haven't been down here for a long time, but it's definitely a big switch.
Wow. So where in Seattle did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Puyallup, but I always say Seattle because, you know.
Nobody knows where Puyallup is.
Yeah.
When you say Puyallup, do you go Puyallup?
No.
Okay, just check it, Audrey. Well, we certainly know where Puyallup is, and I know a lot of people who'll be listening who know where that is. And so shout out to our buds in Puyallup. And so you moved to LA. Was the move there so that you could become a professional dancer? This is so exciting, and you're so, all this is going on. You're so young. It's just so exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I did move down here to become a professional dancer. That was the main reason.
Right. And did you have a certain company, or, you know, was it B-Dash and Concrete? We're like, hey, you need to get down here and come train with us. How did it work?
So I have a company that I'm in called I'm a Beast. It's run by Wildebeest Adams and Janelle. And I had been a part of it before, but I definitely saw how much I wanted to work and wanted to be a part of LA, kind of just the whole thing of it. So we decided to move down here after a while, and it's been so great.
That's awesome. Congratulations to you. I mean, for all the things that you've accomplished at only 15 years old, it's going to be so great to see where your career goes from here, and specifically this Sunday on World of Dance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I do have a question for you that relates to dance, and I watched your performance with Mia, and you girls were so cute. You do these different facials at different times. Sometimes you'll like pop this like cheesy grin, and then other times it's like this crunk face. And do you rehearse your facials?
Okay, so usually when we perform not on, you know, World of Dance, we won't do like, we won't choreograph facials. It's usually just a natural thing. But this time we actually did rehearse, or kind of felt we were like, this kind of face at this time, we didn't like rehearse the exacts of it, like smile here, grin here, like, but we were like, have this kind of feeling.
It was very natural, but it was so great, and it It just felt like, I'm not saying it looked rehearsed, it looked really great, but it just made me curious if you had rehearsed those or not. So one thing I should share with you about me, Audrey, is that I own a dance company here in Seattle. So I have a radio show, and then I also own a dance company, and I have three line dance teams, and they're all women. And one of the things that we do in our community that is very similar to your hip hop community is that we empower one another through our love of dance, and we try to help one another grow through dance and friendship. So you mentioning that you love your hip hop community because of that really touches my heart. And to know that there's other dance communities out there that are treating their dancers and their fellow dancers like that and becoming a dance family because of it it's inspiring.
Yeah, I love that. It's so amazing to hear about other communities and how other people empower each other through dance.
Is there anything in your life? I know you're only 15, but Live, Love, Dance, we talk about how dance in some ways, you know, saved us, helped us get through struggles in life, or helped us champion something that we were dealing with. Is there anything that you've gone through in your short 15 years that maybe dance was able to help you become a better person because of it?
Dance has definitely helped me with so many things. I used to have extreme anxiety and social anxiety, and it would be really hard for me to talk to people or even open myself up. And that's where dance came in for me. Like, that's how I talked, because I couldn't talk or I was too afraid to talk. And it kind of got me through all of that. And now I don't struggle with anxiety anymore. But that's because of dance. And I'm so happy that I've had that to help me through.
Wow. So what would you say to someone else who's struggling with that, who is not in the place where you are? What would you say, especially to maybe someone who's a teenager that's struggling with it? How would you help them?
It's a lot in your mind. There's people that are, of course, mean, and like, you don't know what other people will do, but there's also people that will always love you for who you are, and what you have to say is important, and people care about you.
That's really well said. And I would never have guessed that you had any kind of anxiety about speaking, because you've been a wonderful guest today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being on Live, Love, Dance. And if somebody's listening and wants to find you on social media, where do we go?
My Instagram and Facebook are both Audrey Lane Partlow, just my name. That's it, I think, really.
Yeah. We can find you. Audrey Lane Partlow. Partlow, P-A-R-T-L-O-W. I found you. I'm following you on Instagram. I'll find you on Facebook, too. I'm going to stalk you, girl. I'm going to send you all kinds of love. Well, we're going to be cheering you on World of Dance. We hope you go far. I know you will. You are a super talented and very well put together young lady, and we appreciate you taking time to chat with us today.
No, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
Do you want to give a shout out to your Seattle peeps before we go?
Yeah, definitely. I love you guys, and I miss you guys. Daniel, Adrian, Kai, all of you guys.
Oh, that's really sweet. Audrey Lane Partlow, watch for her Sunday on World of Dance. I'm Deanna Lee, and until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.